So today we have very good fortune of having His Grace Shamik Rishi Prabhu. Shamik Rishi Prabhu is a Prabhupada disciple and an initiating guru. And he will be enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 7, verse number 37 onwards. So Prabhuji, are you there on this call?
Yes, yes, I am here. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for joining us. Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you, Prabhuji, for giving a valuable time. Yeah, valuable time.
Please take Pranam to all the Vaishnavas on the call. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. Please accept my obeisances. Vancha Kalpataruddhya, Krapa Sindhu Evache, Patita Nam, Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavibhyo Namo Nama, Nama Om, Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prishnaya Bhutale. Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine, Namaste Saraswati Deve, Gauravani Pacharine, Nirvishesha, Shunyavadi, Pashyatya Dishtani, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srinivasadi, Gaurabhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we'll be reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 7, text number 37. So this is the chapter, Canto 4 is about the creation of the fourth order, and this is about the sacrifice that was performed by, like everybody, they go to Lord Shiva, and then Daksha Prajapati is performing the sacrifice again, after he had the goat's head. And then at that time, Lord Vishnu also comes, and Brahma, Vishnu, they are all there, and they are all glorifying the Supreme Lord. So now here the Lokapalas. Lokpalas means Loka means the different planets. So they are the Pala means they are the governors. So these different governors of the different planets, they are praying to the Supreme Lord. Drashta kimno drashbhir asat grahestvam pratya drashta drashyate yena vishvam maya hi esha esha bhavadiyahi bhuman yastav shastaha panchabhir bhasi bhutaihi. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The governors of various planets spoke as follows. Dear Lord, we believe only in our direct perception, and therefore we see you as a creation of the material world, but under the circumstances we do not know whether we have actually seen you with our material senses. By our material senses, we can simply perceive the cosmic manifestation, but you are beyond the five elements. You are the sixth. So five elements are earth, water, fire, air, ether, and that is the elements. And then the sixth is the mind. So our Krishna is the sixth, not mind, but Krishna is the sixth element, because he has created everything. All these gigantic manifestations, earth, water, fire, air, ether, is being created by Krishna. So these Lokpalas are saying that you are the sixth element. So purport, the governors of the various planets are certainly materially opulent and very puffed up. Such persons are unable to understand the transcendental eternal form of the Lord. In the Brahma Samhita, it is stated that only persons who have anointed their eyes with love of Godhead can see the perfectly of Godhead in every step of their activities. Also in the prayers of Kunti, Srimad Bhagavatam 1826, it is stated that only those who are akinchana gochara, who are not materially puffed up, can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Others are bewildered and cannot even think of the Absolute Truth. Om Ajnanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guravenuna Shri Chaitanya Mano Wisdom Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visha Khanvitamsha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tattakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari हर्षभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये नमो महावदान्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरवविषये नमः वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. So the governors are praying to the Lord that we are materially, we have a material body, we have material eyes. With this material body, we cannot understand you unless there is mercy of yours and we have transcendental eyes. Then only it is possible to see you or to understand you or to know you properly. Although no one, even Krishna, does not know himself, his glories, but nonetheless, our eyes has to be anointed with the salve of love of Godhead. Then only we can understand to some extent to Krishna. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santasadevardeshu Vilokayanti Yam Shama Sundara Chintya Guna Swarupam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena, that our eyes would be anointed with love of Godhead and we should be engaged in loving devotional service to the Lord, then only we can understand about Krishna or see him face to face. So when Kunti is praying in that way, Brahma Samhita is praying in that way, and Bhagavatam Kunti is saying, Tvantu Akinchana Gochara. Akinchana Gochara means one who does not have any upadis, do not have any designation, do not think that they are very elevated, they are big. See, upadis means it is covering. Covering means I am Indian, I am American, I am great, I am rich, I am poor, or I am a doctor, I am an engineer. So many ways that we see that we cover ourselves. But Krishna wants very simplicity of the heart, simplicity of the mind. And if you think of him, then he gives you. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upyantite. That if he engages in our devotional service, then he will give us the intelligence by which we can come to him or we can understand about him. But otherwise, no one can know about Krishna. When Brahma was, when he was bewildered, he stole the cows and calves and young gop children, and Krishna manifested in form of his all the friends, his all the Gopavatsas, his Venu, and then Vetra, and different groups, different sangha that they had, the cow, the horn of that, the clothing, and then everyone in this Brahma is saying that they are all Chaturbhuj Vishnu. And then there are many, many Brahmas who are praying to all these Vishnu forms. So, Eka Krishna Deh Aite Sabara Prakashe, Shaneka Sabarse Sharir Pravase. So, from one Krishna's body, then so many Vishnus they have been born. And then again, everybody entered into Krishna. So, Krishna, body himself is so vibhu, so great that nobody can estimate. Sarva Vyapakta, it's everywhere. So, Iha Dekhi Brahma Hela, Mohita Vismet, Stuti Parihaipa, Pache Karila Nishit. So then now he thought that let me, when he became very much bewildered and Vismithi, he really, then he's just praying to the Supreme Lord. Je kahe Krishna Vaibhav, Mui Sab Jano, that whoever says that I know Krishna, his all the Vaibhav or opulences, Se Jano Kavayane Mui Enamane, that they may know but I do not know. आई तुम्हार वैभव वैभव मृत सिंधु और वांग मनोम के नहे एक बिंदु दैट योर वैभव आर अपुलेंसेस आर ऐश्वर्य सद ऐश्वर्य संपन्न विच इज लाइक एन ओशन एंड माय वांग मनोवाक्य बाय माय वांग मींस बाय माय स्पीकिंग माइंड एंड व्हाट आई स्पीक अबाउट यू आई डू नॉट हैव इवन एन ए ड्रॉप ऑफ दैट मींस इट इज नॉट possible to describe all this glory. So in Srimad Bhagavatam also it says, Jananti eva janantu kim bahutya kim bahutya name prabhu manaso vapuso vacho vaivaham tava gochara. So Brahma is saying to Krishna that whoever says that we understand about the glories of the Lord, they may say that but my dear Lord, that by my mind, by my body, by my vakya speaking, I do not understand. It is avarnaniya, it cannot be described, which is inconceivable, achintya, ananta. There is no end to that. Shesh Mahesh Ganesh Suresh Gaav Nirantara Gaave. Shesh Mahesh Ganesh Suresh, continuously by his thousands of words, that Sheshnag is glorifying the Lord from time immemorial, but he cannot finish the glories of the Supreme Lord. And it cannot be described because we do not have the actual language in which to describe. And it is so much Vaishikriya, means so many variegatedness is there, that it is and it is ananta, and it cannot be completed, it cannot be finished, because it will continue. So Brahma is saying this, is Veda Garbha, that nobody is more intelligent than Brahma in this material world. So when he saw the opulence of the Supreme Lord in Vraj, one may say that there is no opulence in the Vraj. There is so much opulence, that, but it is covered by the Krishna's sweetness, Madhurya. So Krishna Mahima Rahu Keva Bhava Gyata Vrindavan Sthaner Dekh Ashyar Vibhuta. So he saw this and he became very much amazed, and he is describing like that. So Shaka Chandra Nyaya, it is like the moon. Shaka Chandra Nyaya is, moon is so far away, but how much we could describe? If somebody is asking, oh, sir, moon is just behind this branch or behind this stem or behind this these branches, that top portion you see. But it is far, far away. Same thing that we may say about Lord Krishna's glories, but it is far more deeper, far more wider, it is far more great, or that one cannot describe that. So in this way, there is a sweetness, like in Bhagavad Gita also there are many verses that describe that it is impossible for us to understand Krishna unless he is given us the intelligence to know this. In Bhagavad Gita, I have to open the verse, like verse number 7:25-26, Vedaham Samatitani, Vartamani Charjuna, Bhavishyani Cha Bhutani, Mam Tu Vedana Kashyana. So, O Arjun, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I know everything that has happened in the past. Samatitani means the completely past. Atit means the past. Samatitani means in the past, that I know all the past of everybody, all the living beings that has happened, all that is going to happen. Vartamani, like the, all that is happening in the present, everywhere, not just one soul. We do not even know about what is happening with me or how digestion is happening when I eat. We do not understand that. And all things that are yet to come, that in future, Bhavishyani. So I also know all living entity, but no one but me, no one knows. No one knows Krishna. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is writing that the question of personality and impersonality is clearly stated. If Krishna is a form of Maya, or he is a material body, like the impersonalist think, then how he would know? See, because we also have a my body. We all have a my body, but Krishna do not have a my body. So we forget in our next life, but Krishna does not forget. He says that I give this knowledge to sun god millions and millions of years ago. So how he could remember all this? We don't even remember what was four lifetimes ago, or even the last life, or even the last day, or last meal, or last hour, what we have done, or where our mind was going. So we don't understand, but Krishna knows for everybody, every time, from time immemorial, for billions of years, what happened at such and such time, he knows exactly. Just very, very precisely, you know. And what is going to happen with us, he also knows that. So unlike the ordinary human being, Lord Krishna clearly says that he completely knows what happened in the past, what is happening in the present, and what will happen in the future. So in the that Lord Krishna, he gave this knowledge, as I said, to the sun god. So how he could remember? Because he is there as a super soul in all the living beings. And then the super soul, he understands, he knows the mentality of us, what is happening. So certainly the transcendental body of Sri Krishna is not perishable. He is just like the sun, and Maya is just like a cloud. So sun, the cloud can cover a little portion for our eyes. It is our losses, but not the real moon, sun, stars, they are not covered by the cloud. It is just our vision, limitation of our vision that we see that, the cloud is covering. So same thing that we may say that Maya is covering the Lord, but that is not true. He is never covered by Maya. And he is not manifested to the less intelligent class. So out of like thousands and thousands, like he says that Munushanam Sahasreshu Kashin Etapi Siddhai Yatatam Api Siddhanam Kashin Mam Vetti Tatvatah. That means that many people, they try for Siddhi. Manushanam Sahasreshu, thousands of people they try. Out of all these people who follow the Vedic injunction, they try to get the Siddhi. But out of so many people who are looking for Siddhi, only Yatatam Api Siddhanam Kashin Mam Vetti Tatvatah. By truth, Tatva means the truth. Absolute truth, only very rarely soul they understand him. So it is very, very rare to become a devotee of the Supreme Lord. Even if somebody is perfected in the realization of the impersonal Brahman, they may say that I know the Mayavadi is saying that we know, we understand, or it may be a localized Paramatma, they may know, but they may not understand the Supreme Personality of God. Krishna is seen in three forms. All are his extensions. The Nirakar form is the Brahma Jyoti, the localized aspect is Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of God is in his complete form. That we have to understand Krishna. I will give some verses from Bhagavad Gita that Avyaktam Vyakti Mapannam Manyate Mam Abhudaya Param Bhavam Ajananto Mama Mama Aveya Aveyam Anuttamam. That people with less intelligence, they think that Krishna was without any form before. Now he's taken this material form. And so without this, they cannot understand that Krishna's body is completely transcendental and it is the most top. It has nothing. The Prakriti cannot even touch it. So Krishna also says, Naham Prakasha Sarvasya Yoga Maya Samavrata. Moro yam nabhi janati loko mam ajam avaya. Naham prakasha sat. I am never manifested to the foolish and unintelligent. For then I am covered. Naham prakasha sarvasya. But to whom yoga maya, I am covered by my yoga maya. Mudo, the foolish and unintelligent. Yam nabhi janati, they do not understand me. Loko mam ajam I am. For them I am covered by my internal potency and therefore they do not know that I am unborn and infallible. Ajam avyayam. Avyayam means he is infallible or he does not reduce. Avyayam means kharcha karne or he is not external, he is not reduced. But rather, it's again newer and newer and newer that nobody can understand. So, one may argue that Krishna was seen in the battlefield. Then everybody saw him. But actually, he was not manifested to everyone. Very few people, when he was present, very few people could understand him that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When he was in the assembly of Kurus, Shishupal spoke against the Lord Krishna. But then, Bhishma, he supported that yes, he should be the first worship. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Shishupal could not understand. He was trying to abuse Krishna and give so many bad words and then he was killed by Krishna. So in the war also, it's a very few people they understood him. And so he is not seen by the common man. He does not, people who are non-devotees. So in Bhagavad Gita, that only by his pure devotees, he could be seen. All men consider him to be like themselves. He was manifested only to his devotees as the reservoir of all pleasure. But for unintelligent non-devotees, he was covered by his internal potency. That's why, Narsimhadev appeared. Then, although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Prahlad Maharaj had the full faith and he prayed to the Lord, and so many demigods came. But this Hiranyakashipu with demonic mentality, he is the Lord, he is a beast, I will just kill him. And he starts fighting with him, but nonetheless he was killed. So in this way, that all the people who don't understand or who deride Krishna or who do not understand Krishna, ultimately they have to take shelter of the Mahamaya or Durga and remain in the material world. And so in Ishopanishad also mantra 15, the devotees are just saying that, oh my Lord, Hiranyamayena Patrena Satyasya Pitham Mukham Tattvam Pushana Apavaranu Satya Dharmaya Drashyate Drashtaye. Oh my Lord, you are the maintainer of the entire universe, and devotional service to you is the highest religious principle. So I pray that you please, that your transcendental form is covered by the Yoga Maya. This Brahma Jyoti is covering up the internal potency. So you kindly remove this glowing effulgence that is impeding my seeing you, seeing your Sachidananda Vigraha. Your form is full of eternity, bliss and knowledge. Your eternal form is full of bliss and knowledge. So it is covered by Brahma Jyoti, and the devotees are praying that you please remove this so I could see you face to face. Also, avajananti ma mula manushin tanumashitam param bhava majananto mama bhuta maheshwaram. But Krishna, when he takes birth, he comes just as a human being. And when he comes as a human being, then people who are mula, who are foolish, who are unintelligent, then they try to laugh at the Lord. But they do not understand his divya swarup, that Krishna, he does not have separate body. His body is made up Satchidananda, and he is not material like us. So they laugh or upahas, they joke about him. Satchidananda rupaya Krishnaya, that he is Satchidananda rupa, he is Krishna, and his form is Satchidananda. So to such people, they are thrown into the asuri bhava, nastik. Mohasha, moha karmano, moha jnana vichitasa, rakshasim, asurim cheva prakatim mohinishita. So there all the activity in the material world, they go in vain. Whatever they do, whatever hard work they do, whatever they collect, everything is lost in that way. So in this way, all the scriptures they describe, that Krishna is not understood by anybody, only by his mercy we can understand to some extent. And then in Bhagavad Gita also, he talks about that that yes, he reveals himself to us. And then in 10th chapter in Chatushruti Bhagavad Gita also, I will give some of the verses. Tesham evan kamparam aham agyana jantama nashyami atma bhavastho jnana dipena bhasvata. So to do a special mercy on them, then he removes our darkness of ignorance. Like Vyasadeva gave the eyes, his special eyes to Sanjay, so he could see that. And Arjun also saw the initially like his Virat Roop. So everybody Virat Roop or Vishwaroop, that you may call a universal form. That's what lokapalas are praying to the Lord, that we could only see your grass body. Grass body is manifestation like the rivers are the venules of the Lord. This earth planet, it is like the cloth of the Lord. Samudra vasane devi. Samudra is like for the prati is like a samudra ocean. It's like a cloth of the Prithvi Devi. Samudra Vasane Devi. Parvat Istana Mandale. Parvat is like the Istana Mandal. Vishnu Patni Namastupam Padasparsham Samashwame. That we pray to this Prithvi Devi that please forgive me for putting my leg, because she's also one of the wives of the Supreme Lord, the Devi. And so in this way, Krishna is described in many ways that it's impossible to understand him. So this Bhagavatam, I will give a little bit about that this Bhagavatam manifestation, what was the main reason, why did he give Krishna did so many leelas in the Vraj, and so what is the importance of this leela? So when the Sugriva Goswami, he was asking, Parikshit Maharaj was asking that what is the duty of the people at the time of death, what they should do. So everybody was saying different things, but when Sukadeva Goswami came, then he said that yes, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, that is when your desire will be fulfilled. So he's telling that because he was, and so this whole thing was created that Parikshit Maharaj has seen Krishna face to face at the time of birth. It was not possible for him to get angry and put a dead snake on Shamikrishi. And his son cursed him, and he took that curse. So there was, so he was, for a whole week, he was at the bank of the Ganges. And then there were many Rajashris, Maharshis, Devarshis, Brahmashris. They all collected together, and they were hearing this. So that is one part that they will hear Bhagavatam, his form of Krishna. And he did so many leelas. So there's so many leelas were described about Krishna, and then by hearing those, then all the living beings, they get attracted to him, they become Bhagavat Parayan, and so they take shelter of Anugrahaya Bhutanam Manusham Deham Ashritam Bhajate Tadrashi Kila Yasrutva Tatro Bhavet. By hearing that, they become transcendentally elevated. So in Vraj Leela, so not only the people of the outsider people, but even the Vraj devotees, they could not understand. Even the Vrajvasis, anyone did not understand. There was Marma Sakagan, they knew little bit about Krishna, but they would not tell to anybody else. So how this Leela could be known to everybody in the in general? So that was done by this Sukadev Goswami, that he described all these things which otherwise it was impossible. Even the Vrajvasis did not know this Kathas, although they were a part of that Leela. So this way that one can be close to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, that is all by the mercy of the Lord. Ek Leela kare Prabhu kare paanch saath, that just one Leela, and he does so many activities just in by one stroke. Means Krishna's activity is not that he just came and he did this Leela, but all these are, he does so many things like the Shrutis and Sprutis and Dandakaranya forest devotees. There were many groups of youth, groups of gopis. They were all different. They wanted to have a relationship with Krishna. Krishna fulfilled all their desires. And that has been described, otherwise you would have not known how was their vow. So gopis saw Saubhagya Varnan, that how they were glorious, that is been described in Srimad Bhagavatam in many, many places, that how they are Sakhi hai kaun tab kail gopi gan. This is from Chaitanya Charitamrita, that what they have done, the tapasya, what was their Krishna Rupa Madhuri, TV, Netra Bhari, Slajya Kare Janma Tanuma. The TVP, that they are drinking the sweetness of the Supreme Lord, but they were not really getting satisfied. They want again and again to drink it more and more. And that's how they fulfill their life's duty, is also that we should understand about Krishna as much as possible, more and more. And listen to his glories more and more from the mouth of the devotees. Even Lakshmiji, she wanted to understand Krishna's glories. She wanted to taste the Krishna's sweetness. But because of her opulent position, she could not give up her feeling of opulence, her Aishwarya Bhav, and that's why she could not enter into the Ras Leela dance or enter into, she could not relish the sweetness of the Supreme Lord. Tate Shakshi Sai Rama Narayana Priyatama Pativrata Ganera Upasya Teho Se Madhurya Lohe Chadi Sava Kaam Bhoge Vrata Kari Karela Tapasya. That is still that she is doing tapasya to obtain that position, but she could not get that. So Madhurya, that is the Madhurya is the Sar, that Krishna's appealing. Gopi Bhava Darpana Nava Nava Shane Shan Tara Age Krishna Ramadurya. That Gopi Bhava is like a mirror, And then every shun, every second by second, that sweetness of Krishna increases. Dohe kare hoda hodi, bade mok nahi mohi, nava nava dohara prachurya. That there is the Krishna's sweetness increases in proportion to the service attitude of his devotees. Krishna dekhi nana jan kaila nimish nimish nindan raje vidhi ninde gopi jan sehi sab shloka pade mahaprabhu artha kari sukhe madhure kare aswadan. That by this great happiness they engage in and enjoy the sweetness of Krishna and engage in the service of Lord Krishna by his different, like by his sweetness, by his they taste the saliva of the Supreme Lord, they taste the words of the Supreme Lord, by all the five senses they taste by seeing the sweetness, his sweetness of the form or his beauty, that they taste by the eyes, by the ears, they hear his flute, so by the tongue they taste his remnant of the food and saliva, and in this way by his body's aroma, the sweet aroma that comes, they smell from their nose. So gopis are saying in Patatiya Bhavan Nannikananam Trutir Yugayate Swama Pakshatam Kutila Kuntalam Simukam Chate Jadavudakshatam Pashmakradrasham. They just, Gopigan is just saying to Krishna that the day that you started coming in Vrindavan, then just for even a nimish, just like closing your eyes, and if you cannot see the Krishna, then they think that it is like a yuga. Yuga means a millennium, has been said. So his curly eyes and curly black hairs and curly hair, they do not. So they think that Brahma is jada. He is like a stone-like heart. That why did he give this this lids, eyelids that closes and we cannot see. So they are singing this. This is the Gopi Geet, and the Krishna left for some time, and then it is in. So Truti Sanard means a part of the Kshan that seems to them for millions of time. That is the how the Gopis they think. So in this way, Krishna is not understood by not only common people, but Krishna do not understand when he was in Vraj. Dwarka, he saw in the pillar his own form, and he said, who is this person? I have never seen him. Then he goes forward, then you understand that yes, it is just myself. He says, I never saw my beautiful face like this. Even Narayan wants to see the Supreme Lord, so he stole the Brahmana's children, 10 children in Dwarka, and then he stole them. Krishna goes along with Arjun, and then he welcomes them and gives them, with all the children of the Brahmana in Dwarka, then the Brahmana becomes very, very satisfied. So there is a whole story given in Srimad Bhagavatam about the beauty, about the madhurya, about the sweetness, about his leelas, and the whole purpose of this Bhagavatam that Sukadeva Goswami is described, that we become attracted to Krishna. We become attracted to just material beauty, which is very flickering, which just goes away, on material opulence that we want to just enjoy. But in equality, these are nothing in as compared to what is in the spiritual kingdom. And that is all awaiting for us, that all this opulence is for us to enjoy if we serve Krishna, if we understand him, if we love Krishna, then all is there. Once we go back home, back to the abode, then we could enjoy and play with the Lord. That is the play of the Lord. And Lord wants us. He became from one to many. Eko vai bahusham. From one, he became many just to enjoy the loving relationship. But we try to enjoy our own separately. We want to become Krishna or assert the position of Krishna. That's why we are in this material world. And only the way to go back is again to reestablish our last relationship with Krishna. We are covered by Maya. Maya is trying to to stop us, because we cannot go in immature stage. She tests us that whether we have given up any material desire to enjoy, the mortal world, and when she sees that this mortal world is compared to the forest, and then he go there, and in the forest there are so many blood-sucking animals, and there are snakes, and so these are all our attachment to this family, home, her, wife, children is like a blind well, and we can never come out of that. But only by association with devotees, praying to Krishna, and engaging in our relationship back with Krishna, in a loving devotional service to Him, then we could enter into His pastimes and enjoy eternally. That is what the soul is looking for, eternal happiness. Anandam buddhi vardhanam pratit padam koonamrata swadhanam. That we want to enjoy that swad, which is ever increasing and which never stops. Because we are eternal beings and we need something eternal, not something flickering. So thank you so much for giving me the opportunity. These verses, these are the verse that we read today, is by Lokapala, that they are praying to the Supreme Lord in that way that people may think that we know but we do not, cannot understand you. So I was telling you about this this Vishwarupa. Vishwarupa and Viratrupa. That whole universe is thought as the form of the Lord. Like Brahma Lok is his head, the Patal Lok is leg, the ocean is his veins or arteries, the blood is flowing. And in this way, they were the sun and moon are his eyes, and we worship them. So people who do not know, they, because loving or understanding Krishna is by nature, because we are his part, we want to understand our source or where we come from. But without the Guru, Sadhu, Shastra, we cannot understand that completely. And that's why Krishna, that he has never given this love of God in the past, he comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and reveals his real identity, that how loving he is, how merciful he is, how sweet he is. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us that how in separation he is worshipping or he is remembering him in a very, very deep way. So we can follow in his footsteps. You know, Srila Prabhupada has encapsulated all this knowledge through the six Goswamis who wrote all these volumes of literature. Prabhupada has translated and given in such a sweet purport that so many people have become devotees. So we could also take their example, and with their association, we can also advance. Hare Krishna. So please unmute and we can discuss more on this topic.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavas, this is Damodar Ram Das from Bloomington.
Hare Krishna Damodar Prabhu.
Prabhuji, thank you very much for the wonderful lecture. And today morning I was thinking of you, and then you are the speaker today, so it's so wonderful. Prabhuji, I have, it's not a question related to the topic, but I need some advice from you. So what will be a good time to call you? I'd like to talk to you.
Yes, after the conference call, you can call me. I will give my number in India.
Oh, you are in India? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I am in India.
Okay, okay. Wonderful. Yeah.
So please, you want to call me?
Yes, I want to call you.
905-851-9771. You have to dial 01191.
Okay, probably I am driving, so I'll take it from Shama Gauri Mataji later.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, koti koti dandavat pranam to your seva. Thank you very much for your valuable assistance. Dandavat pranam.
Thank you. Dandavat pranam.
A very nice lecture, Guru Maharaj. Thank you.
Thank you, Radha
Pranam.
Thank you for joining.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all places. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much for a very nice class. So is there any question and comment for Prabhuji? Hare Krishna. If anybody has any question or comment, please ask. Okay, if not, so
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Kanwar Pranam. Prabhuji, I have one question. Prabhuji, why DOT has to suffer so much by physical, by mentally, and sometimes the body is not supporting? Why only DOT are suffering?
Okay. We have all our past karma, and by seeing this suffering, there is like that we understand it is material world is a place that is saved by Krishna, that to be dukkhalayam or shashvatam. So one thing is about the karma. Another is if we don't really suffer, then naturally we won't remember Krishna. To remind us the frailty of this material world, that material world is not a happy place. We should not try to remain. We should see suffering. Dukkha doshano darshanam. That we should see that in any life, abrahma bhuvana loka, that from there is a punaravarti. We have to take body again and again. So janma mrityu jara vyadi dukkha doshano darshanam. We should see that these are all suffering. And then so many other suffering within this janma mrityu jara vyadi with so many diseases. So from our karma, that is one reason. Another is by the suffering that Queen Kunti is looking at, please, that let the suffering come. Let me, and then at least I will be able to see you. You will be able to remain here for a longer time. And I will be see you. So without Krishna, everything is suffering. We should not see happiness without Krishna. So sometimes Krishna gives, like the mother, gives the boy, like child to the surgeon to operate on him, to remove his boil. So our disease condition of getting attached to the material world is removed. So anyway, if we are devotees, he removes gradually in his way. We do not know how much we are suffering. But Krishna knows our heart and he removes the suffering and then brings us closer and closer and reveals his sweetness. But it may take certain time, and we should give that kind of time to the Lord to correct our mental situation of attachment to the Lord, when we transfer our attachment to Krishna. That's why the demigods cannot perform a devotional service, because there is so much enjoyment. They have done some pious activity. They get higher birth, but they are waiting in a line to take birth in a million devotees, so they could do, so they could be eternally, not just for a short time in the heavenly planet, but they could eternally enjoy with Krishna. And so that is the goal of the devotee, to, without really looking, because this is suffering is, you may say, yes, bodily suffering, but it is all in the mind. And the mind, if it is put on Krishna, those diseases would be removed, the problems would be removed. And Krishna do take a yoga, kshemam vahamyam, that I provide whatever is needed for my devotee. Name bhakta pranashati, my devotee never perishes. So he takes care of all that. But initially the suffering is because of our karma, prarabdha, which is already fructified. But later on, when that we tolerate all that, and later on, naturally we enjoy our relationship with Krishna. It may take certain lifetime, depending on our attachment to the world, but once we give or fully surrender to the Lord, he takes charge of us. He's taking charge of us even now. But in a way to correct us, reformatory place. This material world is a reformatory place. Durga Devi is making us dance. You may say she is beating us. But that is just to correct our position, mental position, that this material world is very, very nice. We have to try and pray to the Lord that please take me, give me your devotional service, Lord, and so I could come back to you and engage in my loving devotional service. Whether in the material world or spiritual kingdom, doesn't matter. But as long as we are engaged in devotional service, that's our soul's eternal. We are Jivara Surpa Krishna Nityada. Not just das in the spiritual kingdom, but also even in the material world. But we have given up here and we have become das of Maya. Because Maya is enduring and I think that's very nice. So we try to enjoy but enjoyment is not there in the material world. It is just in our mind, it is just thinking, just like a murakmurichita. That yes, there is some water, there is happiness, but we should really look happiness in relationship with Krishna. Then only you can be happy, because we are His part. If the stomach is satisfied, all the limbs become like, they become energized, they have energy and they could enjoy. So we have to satisfy the Krishna. Bhaktaram yajya tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram shodham sarva bhutanam yajyatva mam shantim rechitam. You'll be peaceful and happy by thinking that Krishna is the real enjoyer, is the our well-wisher, and is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay. So, as long as you understand and engage in His beautiful service and make Him happy, Bhokta means He is the enjoyer. See, we want to become enjoyer, but we cannot enjoy without Him. So, I hope that it's a deep question, and it is all involves with our karma and past activity, but prarabdha, because it is started by Krishna, it does remove. If we are like Srila Prabhupada, one may say that he was so sick at the end, he became, but because his mind was always on Krishna, he did not suffer. You may say that, oh, he's so much initiated, he cannot eat, but still his mind was on Krishna all the time. He was translating Srimad Bhagavatam, giving instruction to his disciples. So that's a very, very glorious. So only devotees, see, Krishna keeps them in this way. So suffering we should not see in the material world as real. It is suffering, yes, I agree with you. But we have to tolerate them. Continue to put our attention on Krishna more and more, as much as is possible. In association with devotees, hearing the holy name, whatever we may be, we should put Krishna in our center of our life. And this karma would, karmani hati nirta, means this, all the karma, these seeds of the karma would get burned away and it would not grow again further.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam. Very, very wonderful class, Prabhuji. Just continuing on Mataji's question, Prabhuji, I wanted to ask, is this statement true or false, that devotees suffer more than non-devotees? Is that true or false? Just in general, we see non-devotee friends, they will put on Facebook, they went here, there. Is it because they don't realize that this is not a happy place and they find this happiness and, show that, oh, they are very happy? Or are they truly happier than the devotees?
Hare Krishna. No, it's not that Krishna gives more suffering to his devotees. Devotees may ask more suffering, very elevated devotees like Kunti Devi. Or even Pandavas never complain that we are your devotees, we are eternally liberated soul. But they never complain, we see, in their whole life that they ask that why we are put into such a position that every state, that we are poor. And so much tribulation that they had, but they never complained to the Lord. So one thing that Krishna, in the beginning, until we become pure, that is for their life, like Pandavas' life, we cannot take for our example, because Pandavas are completely liberated soul, free from all these material things, or they are not in karma, they are expansion of Krishna, like Krishna is eternally liberated, they are nitya mukta, not nitya baddha. But for us, there is suffering, the prarabdha karma, they also gradually gets diminished, and once if we are Krishna conscious, we do not feel, like this Madhav Baba, Das Baba, who had diarrhea, and Krishna even came to wash his cloth, and then he caught hold of the hand of Krishna that, why, Lord, you are the controller of all the reactions of my prarabdha or past deeds, and you understand. But he says that I started this. This is my way, that devotee is attached to me, they think of me, and ultimately they come to me. So it is his system of karma. So prarabdha cannot be checked. At any prarabdha means which has already started acting on us. But he burns our all the past सीत कर्माणि निर्भति किंतु च भक्ति भाजन गोविंदम आदि पुरुषम तमाम भजन. सो दोस ऑल द सीट प्लान ऑफ द अप एवन फॉलोन मो आवर प्रोक्लिविटी फॉर फॉर डूइंग इन डाइंग द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड दैट ऑल गोज अवे बट बाय मटेरियल अटोनमेंट दिस प्रोक्लिविटी आर डिजायर टू एंजॉय डज नॉट गो अवे ओनली बाय कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस दैट डिजायर टू एंजॉय वुड ऑल्सो गो अवे दैट लाइक ए thief or murderer goes to the prison house, he comes and murders again more people. Because his proclivity to act nonsense or killing, it does not go away. Only by Krishna consciousness these things go away. So all the solution of the material world problem is that if everybody understands Krishna, they hear his glory, they engage in devotional service, then all these material reactions from our past deeds could also go away. So Krishna does not make us more suffer, he releases our suffering, but it is in his own way he does it. That way we could come more and more closer, which we may not understand. But we come closer. Why he should give us more punishment? He's not there to give us punishment. He's protecting us. He's protecting our sadhana, our bhakti, our devotion, our love to him. But sometimes if we are too much again, that we are putting our one foot on the boat and one foot on the river and want to cross, means one foot on the land and one foot on the boat. So to cross that, we have to put our both the legs, means to remove our all the attachment to the material world. So by that way, we if we are attached too much, he may give us inject us in such a way that our attachment to the material world goes away. And it may take some time, not that he gives us more suffering, but in some way he corrects our mentality. When he sits, then everything, whatever activity we will do, will be for pleasure of Krishna. And with his pleasure, we will also feel pleased or happy. He does not increase our suffering, but those sufferings are already there according to our karma. And when we finish all that, all the karma are washed, but by devotional service also we don't feel that suffering, because our mind is on Krishna.
Jai
so I hope that it helps you to some extent.
Yes, Prabhuji, thank you very much. So so just to understand, you said that when we are able to stop our desire to be happy, to enjoy, then we stop suffering. And this is because we're not always suffering on the physical level, because even if you're suffering on the physical level, really the suffering is in the mind. So once we stop trying to enjoy or try to be happy, then we stop suffering. Is that right?
Right. Our all the problem is desire to enjoy the material world. That is our all the problem. And that's why we go life after life into the material world in so many species of life. So that is very much true at what you have said. It's very, very right that we should start thinking of Krishna and making him happy, not our own. Happy, we are desiring for happiness is not of the soul. It is happiness of the senses, which are temporary. Senses are dead because it made us a relationship with the soul. So we think that it is the senses. If you make senses happy, the soul would be happy. But we are not the senses. We are not the material body. The body is a group of senses put together. But we are the spirit, soul, part and parcel of Krishna. So we have to engage in that mentality, so that way we would not be desiring a disaster for ourselves. More the desires we have for material enjoyment, more we will get entangled. By the providence, by the according to the Lord, whatever that we have, we do get our things, whatever is necessary, we do get our things, our all the quota. Prabhupada says that an elephant is get his 40 kilo of the food, and we also, and ant also get food. So we will also get according to our karma, and then all those things should be utilized for Krishna. If he utilized by us or our temporary sense enjoyment, then we get more entangled. So those things goes on, but once we take shelter of Krishna, he removes our attachment to the material thing. So our desiring, as you rightly said, our material enjoyment should be stopped. Desiring for Krishna's enjoyment, his happiness, that we should practice. We cannot stop our mind to think of, or yes, we think, thinking, feeling, willing, that should be there, but that should be for Krishna.
Yes, Prabhupada. Thank you very much for your wonderful
answer.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Prabhupada.
Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna, Prabhupada.
Dandapranam.
From the, to your situation in the Holy Land. So nice. Prabhupada, I have one question and one comment.
Are you still driving or you are at home now?
I am at home.
Okay.
Rupa Goswami says in Namastakam, he says that Yad Brahma Sakshat Kriti Nishtayati Vinasham Ayati Vinana Bhogai Upaiti Nama Spuranena Tatte Pragatya Karmeti Virauti Veda. He said that one who takes shelter of the Holy Name by the effect of power of Holy Name, even his prarabdha karma becomes wiped out. This is very amazing, Rupa Goswami. Otherwise, even if one has a Brahma Nishtha, even then one has to go through the suffering of the karma, like your prarabdha and other sorts. So you quoted the example of Pandavas and the great devotees, even our Srila Prabhupada and Rupa Goswami by his own experience. So Pandavas, we find that they never become overwhelmed by all the miserable situation. If nobody wants to aspire, of course, Kunti Devi, by her realization, says that I would rather be with the calamities and with you around, rather than without calamities and without you. So that's a very unique position. But through Pandavas, the demonstration is that they never become overwhelmed by taking shelter, having taken shelter of Krishna. They never become overwhelmed. So that shows the special quality. On the other hand, we find that Rupa Goswami, he finds that one Vaishnava was offended, apparently unbeknown to him. Although out of his, when Rupa Goswami was in ecstasy, he just laughed, and the Vaishnava who was not in well shape, he thought that Rupa Goswami is laughing at me. And he lost his transcendental meditation. Srila Prabhupada also, in spite of going through so much, and he never became overwhelmed, rather out of sheer humility, he just demonstrated the pastime was saying that I may have committed many offenses to my God brothers because to teach my disciples I have said many things. So there are two aspects when we hear in the lives of a great dedicated devotees. They acknowledge the possibility of having committed offenses to other Vaishnavas and teaching us the lesson that we should avoid committing offenses to Vaishnavas, however good we are in our sadhana or in the name of preaching or anything. So everything is giving two examples. On one side, the great devotees never become overwhelmed by the calamities, and how it shows that how powerfully they are situated in their Krishna consciousness by not being overwhelmed by the external situation. On the other hand, also demonstrating that committing offenses to the Vaishnavas, it will have its consequences. And the great solver, Rupa Goswami acknowledges this, Srila Prabhupada acknowledges this, and so we must avoid offenses to the fellow devotees, because when the devotee is involved, then Krishna definitely is not pleased by our behavior, however good or elevated or advanced I may be, because I am not immune. Nobody is immune from the reaction to the offenses to the Vaishnava. Hare Krishna.
Okay. Thank you so much.
And Prabhu, my question is, you quoted Vishwarupa and Virat Rupa. What is the difference between the two? Would you elaborate?
I can't hear with this cell phone properly. So can you
You mentioned Vishwarupa and Virat Rupa. Is there any difference or they are the same thing?
Mm-hmm. Vishwarupa, there is a difference, minor difference. Vishwarupa, like Krishna, that he did show that Vishwarupa to Arjun. He showed partial Vishwarupa even to Duryodhan's assembly hall. He could not understand. So Virat Rupa is a materially manifestation of the Supreme Lord, like the say Garbhodaksha, Vishnu, or he is. So you one can imagine, it's an imaginary form, but Vishwarupa, that Virat Rupa is. Virat means a giant, and Vishwarupa is a Krishna's, like he produced that form, and this universal form that he put in, he showed it to Arjuna. That's what is that, it is the universal form. Universal means Vishwa. And Virat Rupa is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, that people worship because when they don't understand Krishna, but they understand the gigantic oceans, the gigantic mountains, the greatness, like so much wild fire, the sun and the moon, that they get overwhelmed and they worship them as if that is the supreme. But there is a supreme, that is all is energy. But worshipping energy, sometimes people say you worship like all these cats and dogs, that is also energy, that is Paramatma. But it's separate also. So unless we take shelter of a devotee and read Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, we cannot understand all the intricacies. But the difference to my knowledge is Vishwa and Virat Rupa. Virat Rupa is an imaginary form, and Vishwa Rupa, that Krishna showed that form to Arjuna and also on other places also. He showed it to Duryodhana's assembly hall and some other places. Okay?
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Okay.
I asked this because, as you said wonderfully, that Krishna showed Vishwarupa to Duryodhana and Arjuna and different people. But Virat Rupa is like imaginary, because it's imagined to be the form of the Lord. Those who cannot appreciate Krishna as Shyam Sundar's beautiful human-like form, so for them it's like okay, you can worship God as the greatest, useless, like opulence described. But on one hand, that Virat Rupa is imaginary, but the Vishwarupa is also temporary. So they have R-I at the end. One is imaginary and one is temporary.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Very nice discussion as well. And question, answer, and comment. Thank you.
Thank you for all wonderful discussions and giving me opportunity and hearing. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. We are all his servants. And just take the instruction from him, and just by our prayers to him, he can advance more and more by serving him.
This is my humble all glories to Guru Maharaj. Planning on the duties, and thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanvat Pranam. Hare Krishna, Prabhupada. Prabhuji, I have one question, if you have 5 minutes.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, so Prabhuji, I felt that even after practicing, means like for sense control and all, if I see myself, means like sometime it happens that something provokes me all of a sudden, and I'm not able to stop my tongue. So, and later on I realized that by not stopping that tongue, I'm like in too much worry, too much stress, and like ultimately to wind up the situation, we have to say sorry to each other. So, means like to control that provocative situation, how to means like do that? Because ultimate is sorry.
To provoke in this provoking situation. So, see, somehow, sometimes we get overwhelmed with somebody's abusing, shouting, taking advantage, and we all of a sudden we produce, but that you have to practice more and more to be calm in every situation. It takes practice, it takes the more devotion, it takes that I might have done something to this person in the past, that's why he's doing all this to me, rather than feeling sorry later on. But feeling sorry, that is also good. I'm not saying that. That is a kind of atonement. But initially, we may be provoked by our past reactions or past activity that may come all of a sudden. Like sometimes we may be a devotee, but some wild heart or something, abusive heart may come because of our previous engagement. But it will go away gradually. And that's why that in Bhagavad Gita, that Shipram Bhavati Dharmatma Shashwar Shantim Nigachati Kaunteya Prati Janihi Name Bhakta Paneshati. That even if he apiketsu Duracharo Bhajate Mam Ananya Bhag, that is, but he may become a Durachari, he may be shouting, abusing, but if he is also engaging in devotional service at the same time, exclusive to Krishna, then Krishna will make us more conscious of all those things. It may take more practice, more devotion, more our observation of our own nature and how to control in this provoking situation. So we should just go and think that I did something wrong. So every evening we should think, what did I do wrong? How I could advance further? So those things has to be gradually taken care. And so next time we don't all of a sudden burst on someone.
Okay, thank you so much, Prabhuji. But that is very nice idea to meditate at the end of the day, that what situations were there and how we reacted, how should we...
But if that provocation is for Krishna service, not for our enjoyment, that it may be a part of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada would also sometimes shout in a language that, but that is for Krishna service. So that is appropriate. So anything can be utilized for Krishna service. But we have to see, is it for my prestige, my name, fame, is it for my senses, or it is that I want to hear my glories only, and then otherwise, so it depends on what is our mentality.
Yeah, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Yes, you are welcome. Thank you.
And one more thing, I want to make a point that we are very, very fortunate that almost every week we have your wonderful association. So that
yes,
we get
Prabhuji.
To
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Very, very nice class, Prabhuji. And so many points you covered, Prabhuji. Very wonderful. This chapter, you know, we want to start the new story, but the chapter is full of prayers. Everybody is doing prayers to Lord, so it's very wonderful, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I'm not a scholar on the subject, or know so much, whatever Krishna and Prabhupada's mercy that I got some knowledge about him that I could describe, but I am not a scholarly person or so many shlokas or so many taking relay from scriptural study. I don't have all that.
Oh, Prabhuji, you have a lot of knowledge, Prabhuji.
And that is why, Prabhuji, we have been waiting every week for your class.
Yes, Prabhuji. It's a work practical day-to-day life.
Yeah. So how many verses you covered, Prabhuji, today?
No, only one verse.
Okay.
Lokapala. Yeah. It's just only 37.
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, let us all thank Prabhuji by chanting Vaishnava Pranati Mantra.
Yes.
vancha kalpatrupesha
kalpatrupesha kraparatrambhu evasya patitanam pavanekyo vaishnavesyo anantapurti
vishnu
shila prabhupati jai hare krishna
Hare Krishna. Please accept my humble obeisances. Dandavat pranam, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Dandavat pranam to all of you. Hare Krishna.